Hello, this is Kate Magic and you're listening to the Raw Living Podcast. Raw Living is Europe's leading raw foods and superfood supplier. I founded the company in 2002. And in this interview series, I talked to some of the people behind the companies that we offer on our shop to find out more about what they do. What is the ethos behind the company, and particularly not just the processing in the products, like the ingredients they use and how they put everything together, but also how do they show respect for the environment? How do they treat their workers? Most companies in this industry put a huge amount of integrity and dedication into providing products that are really benefiting the people and the planet. So I wanted to provide insights into that. When you're shopping with these companies, you're not just investing in your health, you're investing in a better world for us all. Today, my guest is Chris Story of Primal Alchemy. He'll be telling us about his inspiration for starting the company and the high levels of integrity and care he takes in selecting and presenting his products. Hi, Chris. How are you today?
Very well, thanks, Kate. I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on, and I'm super excited to explore some of the Primal Alchemy range, the brand, in a little bit more detail, and give everyone that's listening a little bit of a deeper insight into the workings here at Primal Alchemy, a bit of the history, a bit of the philosophy, and see what our products can do for the audience that's listening.
Yeah, so you're a brand new range to me. I don't know actually how long you've been in business. Do you want to start there? Like, when did you start and what motivated you to start?
Sure thing. So I've been in business now for roughly 4 years. It's been quite the journey. It's been quite the there's been a lot of challenges, trials and tribulations to overcome. I come from a background within a high performance sports consultancy, and I've got quite a bit of background within nutritional consultancy, strength and conditioning. I used to work on a cruise ship as a personal trainer, which allowed me to travel the world and, you know, observe different cultures, different philosophies of health, of spirituality, of vitality, of just what the human experience is really about. And after I finished my time on the cruise ships and my time within the sports industry, I was about 22 at the time, so I did cram it in at a young age. And I was really wondering what to do with my life. And I went out to Nepal to work as a physiotherapist, to do an internship out there, as I was looking to go back to university and do a master's and PhD from there. And while I was out there, I really kind of found out that I wasn't really enjoying that. I really wasn't really enjoying that job. It wasn't really for me. I didn't want to work for anyone. I felt like I had mastered a lot of knowledge over my years of traveling and just through my time within the fitness industry. And I felt like I was destined for more. And there's this one night where as I was having these feelings throughout the duration of my internship, I decided that I should, you know, a little bit of a cliche, as you do, where you go out to the Himalayas and you find yourself and you have a spiritual awakening. That's pretty much what happened to me. I decided that I would go out to hike the Himalayas, as you do. And I went out to a region within Nepal called the Annapurna region, which is in the Western Himalayas. And while I was out there, I had what you would refer to as a visionary, mystical experience, where I was shown my destiny. I was shown that everything I had done up to that point in time had led me to that specific point in time to be able to put me on the right path so that I could create a brand that would bring together everything that I had learned from both a modern westernized science perspective, but also with the Eastern philosophical sort of esoteric spiritual perspective as well added in. And from that point on, I was pretty much obsessed with creating this brand that would be like an assistant for the new age that we would be entering into here on planet Earth. And it was a very strange coincidence, because I went from having that experience, and then a few days later, I found myself at a monastery, and I was just observing, as you do. You can't speak the native Nepali language, so I was just observing, and I saw that they were consuming this black tar-like substance, and I was like, oh, I wonder what that shit is. It looks really interesting, and I asked around a bit, and I found out that it was called Shilaji. And then I started, I went back to the college that I was at, that I was doing the internship, and went into they've got a big library on Ayurvedic medicine. And I started to study Ayurvedic medicine in depth, and started to learn about this Shilaji, or this tar that comes out of the Himalaya mountains, and how it's been used for thousands of years for, for health, vitality, but it has a very deep esoteric spiritual aspect to it as well. And I was like, all right, okay, so no one's talking about this over in the West. Like, there aren't many brands that are talking about this. I was very much balls deep into the supplement industry at the time. So I was very aware of what people were talking about, what the trends were. And I was like, man, I can make a brand that centers around all of this, like Ayurvedic medicine, traditional Chinese herbs. And I feel like there's a place for it. So I started to do some digging, and then, you know, within a year or two time, I came out with my first product, which actually wasn't a Shilaji product, even though I wanted it to be. And then I've just built the range up over the past few years to where it is to today. So here at Primal Alchemy, we don't just do health supplements. I refer to the brand as a visionary holistic health brand. It's all to do with unifying ancient ancestral wisdom with 21st century science, and to create a line of essentially premium lifestyle optimization products that are here to actualize and unlock our divine physical, mental, and spiritual potential.
Awesome.
Quite the intro.
So tell us a bit about some of the products that you stock, start with your top three, which are your favorites, your personal favorites.
Sure thing. So I would say, you know, the ones that you've got on your website, coincidentally, happen to probably be, you know, the cream of the crop when it comes to the products that we offer. So the ones that you've got on are the Immortal Shilaji, the Buddha Gold, and the Poseidon Force. So if I was to start with the Immortal Shilaji. So for everyone that's listening that isn't familiar with Shilaji, Shilaji is essentially the result of a process called humification of rich biomass that's been crushed together in the formation of mountain ranges for millions of years. So the cream of the crop, the best Shilaji you can get is from the Himalayan mountains. So these were created about 50 million years ago. And what happens is that through that process of humification, the humic acids begin to form through all of the earth, the decayed earth material, you could say, and it starts to seep out of the mountains, and it has a very unique property to it, a very unique compound called fulvic acid. And the fulvic acid has this unique ability to be able to dilate the cellular membrane. And when it dilates the cellular membrane, what it does is that it increases the permeability of it and pulls in everything else that's with the Shilaji. And the Shilaji has like 84 trace ionic minerals in it. It has vitamins, it has some very strong antioxidants in it. And that gets pulled directly into the cell, which then just charges the cell up on a mitochondrial level. So it's great for inducing, you know, like a very natural, clean energy. People use it as an alternative to coffee. And it doesn't give you that spike, that caffeine spike, and then the crash. It's a very clean, natural energy that's consistent from the time you take it and throughout the day, really. It's an amazing natural stimulant. You can use it as a pre-workout. You can use it as, just a get me up in the morning. It's got, you know, you can literally talk for hours, and that's not an exaggeration, on the benefits of Shilaji, its history of use. And I definitely believe that it is the best herbal ingredient supplement, or just herb or adaptogenic nootropic herb, you know, in existence.
Amazing. And tell us about the phytoplankton.
Sure. So the phytoplankton is a, the phytoplankton itself is a species of microalgae. It's a single cell organism. There's loads of different species of phytoplankton. There's a very specific strain which is best for human consumption, called Nanochloropsis gadditana. And the thing about phytoplankton, because it's this single cell organism, it's about several times smaller than our blood cells or red blood cells. So what that enables it to do is, again, it just bypasses the whole metabolic pathways of the liver, et cetera, where it then just gets absorbed. Again, you're finding that there's a common theme here to do with bioavailability and absorbability of the products that I sell. You absorb it at a cellular level. It goes directly into the cells. And phytoplankton is pretty much, if you could have one food, if you were stranded on a desert island and all you would consume was phytoplankton, it would give you everything you would need, from essential amino acids, essential fatty acids, vitamins, minerals. It's got rare antioxidants such as superoxide dismutase. It's got chlorophyll, so it allows you to absorb photons and electrons. It works on the quantum level. It works on the non-physical level, where you start getting into the realm of, you know, light, of how do we actually charge ourselves from a bioelectrical perspective. And it's an amazing supplement, Kate. It's, again, if you were, the benefit of having phytoplankton is that you can give it to someone who may have, you know, digestive issues that can't necessarily break down food, or not just break down the food, but then actually absorb the food. They might not have the enzymes necessary to break it down, and then they might not even be able to absorb the nutrients within it. Whereas the phytoplankton, you know, you're getting this whole food, superfood that you can absorb directly into your system. You're getting everything that you need for your cells to not just be healthy, but then also to create new cells. So you can literally just live off phytoplankton if you wanted to.
And if people haven't used it before, how do you recommend that they consume it? What's your favorite ways to enjoy it?
Well, I mean, it's probably best taken in just mix it with some filtered water. It's for people that are listening to this, you're probably very familiar with like chlorella and spirulina, which are other forms of algae. It's very much like that. It has a similar taste profile to that. So you could just mix it with water, have it by itself, or you can mix it into, you know, your favorite green smoothie. You can mix it into whatever it is that you wish. It has, I mean, I'm not going to big it up too much in the taste department, because it's not the best tasting thing that you can have, but it's over time, it does actually become very refreshing. It's very nice on like a real hot day, if you're like working out, or if you're doing some form of physical activity, just to have, you know, have a fresh phytoplankton shake. It can be very revitalizing.
And then the other one you mentioned was Buddha Gold. Tell us about that.
Yes, so the Buddha Gold is, well, first, it's a reishi supplement. So I'm sure people are familiar with reishi mushrooms. It's the most revered adaptogenic nootropic herb and medicinal mushroom, well-researched medicinal mushroom in existence. You know, it's been used for thousands of years over in Asia and, ancient Asia, you could say. And what the Buddha Gold is that it's a very potent spore extract oil. So when you normally buy reishi, you either buy the raw powder by itself, or you would buy an extracted powder, which is going to be probably, you know, like a 10 or 20 to 1 extract. So with the Buddha Gold, it is, to really simplify this, it's essentially 100 to 1 extract. So with the reishi mushroom, most of the nutritional constituents or the essence of its medicinal purpose and use comes from the actual spores of the mushroom, which is like a brown powder that begin to congregate onto the top of the reishi mushroom while it's growing. It takes about 100 kilograms of reishi, the fruiting body of the reishi, to create 1 kilogram of reishi spores. And then to further that, it takes somewhere around 20 kilograms of reishi spores to create 1 kilogram of the reishi spore oil. So it kind of gives you an idea of how concentrated this is. So one of the main medicinal properties or medicinal constituents of reishi would be the triterpenes. It has species exclusive triterpenes such as ganoderic acid. The triterpenes that you would normally find in a normal cup of reishi extract coffee, you're probably looking at around 20 to 30 milligrams of triterpenes. With the reishi spore oil, with the Buddha Gold, per serving, you're getting close to 300 milligrams of triterpenes. So it just gives you a bit of insight into how strong this stuff is. It's, you know, I'm not just saying this because it's my product. It's pretty much the strongest, most potent medicinal mushroom supplement on the market by far. Like even if you're going to get like your tinctures, your mushroom tinctures from any other brand, they're all going to be 10 to 20 to 1 extract. Whereas this is just in a different stratosphere. This is in a different dimension. This is a completely different supplement, and it has some very profound effects. You know, you take it and it almost gives you like a very mild high, without it being psychoactive or anything like that. It's a very natural, clean high that it gives you. And it's great for, it's again, as an adaptogen, it adapts to the body. So if you're in a time of stress, then obviously it will work with you to lower the stress. If you're needing more energy, it will give you more energy. So I like to use it before meditation. I like to use it before bed, but I also like to use it, you know, if I'm needing a little bit of energy when it comes to doing, you know, if I've got something where I need to do a lot of writing or a lot of work where I need to use a lot of cognitive energy, then it will help me and assist me with that. And then it will also help me if I need to do a workout. You can almost have it as a little bit of a pre-workout kit as well. It's an amazing all-rounder supplement.
Brilliant. And so there's two things that, you know, as well as having a great product selection, there's two things that really distinguish what you're doing. So tell us about DTAO. Is that how you say it? DTAO?
DTAO is the way that you would pronounce it. Yeah, I had the same issue. I was walking around saying DTAO for ages and then I got corrected. Yeah, DTAO. So DTAO is a concept within traditional Chinese medicine where they source the herb from its spiritual homeland. Now, that might not necessarily mean much to everyone. To kind of bring this to relate this into something that people might understand, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with the new science of epigenetics in regards to how the environment affects genetic expression on a biological, physiological level. Well, this is also mirrored in the plant kingdom as well, in that there seems to be specific regions of the planet, very specific regions, almost down to a pinpoint, where the land itself, from, you know, the local environment to the microorganisms and bacteria that are in the soil, to the wildlife that is in the surrounding area, the actual resonance of the area, the subtle energetic resonance of the area, it creates the perfect environment to allow the herbs to grow and grow into their utmost genetic potential. So when you DTAO source these specific ingredients, you know that you're getting. So again, this is something that's been done for thousands of years. So there's a lot of anecdotal evidence for this, which just over thousands of years, they've really fine tuned the location or the sourcing locations of specific ingredients. So for reishi, for example, The believed Daidao sourcing location is in Wuyishan in the what's called the Wuyi Mountains. And funnily enough, there's the lore of a ancient Taoist sage. His name was Peng Zhu, and he lived in the Wu. He spent a lot of his life in the Wuyi Mountains, and he lived he was a centurion and beyond. And when people asked him, like, how did he live this long? And he, you know, one of the answers that he gave is that he just lived off reishi. Just lived off reishi teas. And it's very interesting that when you start to look into, you know, reishi and the effects that it has, it can increase longevity. And when you're sourcing it from these specific areas, it just seems to add an extra dimension to the herb itself. But again, that's just an example. So all of the ingredients that I use within the formulas that I've created, be that in the Fuel of the Gods range, which is my own personal formulations, or the Transcended Herbs range, which is individual herbs just sold by themselves. I've gone, you know, above and beyond in order to source the highest grade, superior quality herbs that you can get.
Mm. And then the other thing which I'm really intrigued by is this concept of prana charged. So tell us all about that.
Sure thing. So the prana charge sort of really originated from my interest in, you know, spiritual concepts, into quantum physics, into understanding what subtle energy is, into understanding we have this physical aspect, you know, that we identify as, but then we also have this non-physical aspect of ourselves that, you know, for a very long time we've been very disconnected from. But we're entering a new age, a bit of a cliche term, we're entering a new age where this other aspect of ourself is becoming much more apparent in the way that it interacts with our, you know, our existence. And I was very interested in a young age quantum physics and learning about these different energy technologies. And one guy that really caught my interest was a guy named Wilhelm Reich, who was a protege to Sigmund Freud, the famous psychoanalyticist. And he, what Wilhelm Reich was a polymath, in that he was just, you know, really dialed in and clued up on a lot of subjects. And he did a lot of work, both in the psychological realm, but also in regards to just tapping into what Sigmund Freud referred to as the libido, or this sort of life force energy. And Wilhelm took that work to another level. And he created something called an orgone accumulator, which was this big phone box looking like contraption that people would sit in, and it would miraculously cure them of all of their illnesses and misalignments and, you know, just health conditions. I won't go into detail in regards to what the actual, how he actually built the machine, but essentially what it did was accumulated what he referred to as orgone. And this orgone, if you look throughout the science of orgone, and just throughout the history of different esoteric secret societies or mystical traditions, they all have different names for this life force energy. Some call it prana over in India, you've got chi over in Asia, you've got vril, which was in Europe and Germany, you've got mana in the Polynesian islands, you've got all of these different names that we now, you know, some of us now call it zero point energy. Essentially, it's this life force energy, it's this glue that holds the subtle energetic world or the non-physical realm together. And now that we're in the 21st century, there is machines that allow you to tap into this energy. And basically what the prana charge process is that I have a range of different quantum energy technologies and machines that allow me to infuse this energy, which actually generates this energy and infuses it to specific, or I should say it pulses it out. I can tune it to specific frequencies. Specific frequencies then hold an informational field or that when interacting with our consciousness, when interacting with the human biofield, the human informational field, it can have these subtle changes to, you know, both a physical, mental, and spiritual level of our being. And then, as well as infusing these energies into the products, it also, another sort of effect that it has is that it restructures the water molecules within the product itself. So again, this is another rabbit hole for people to go and explore, to do with the fourth phase of water, structured water, the consciousness of water, the memory of water. And essentially what you're doing is imprinting this energy and restructuring the water molecules that allow a greater capacity to hold energy, to hold life force energy, and to make it more accessible. So when you're taking the products that we have here at Primal Alchemy, you're not just getting, you know, your physical macro, micro nutrients that you would do from a normal superfood. You're also getting the non-physical nutrients, you could say, which is going to fuel the light body. It's going to fuel the astral body. It's going to fuel the spiritual body. So, you know, there's a, for anyone that's listening that goes to the gym a lot, there's a common phrase in the gym is in like, did you skip leg day? Like you only train half, why would you only train half your body? You're so, you know, you're so focused on training your upper body and then you leave your little stick legs. You can also look at this, you can also zoom that perspective out more and be like, why would you only ever take care of, you know, half of your being? You're only taking care of the physical aspect of your being. And you have this other, if you could argue, way more important aspect of your being, the spiritual aspect. And it's this, when you're consuming foods, we normally consume foods looking at, you know, macro, micronutrients, and we don't actually think about the resonance of the food. We don't actually think about the actual spirit of the food, the memory of the food. You got to remember that everything, a point I would like to make regarding herbs, regarding food, like everything in this universe, everything in existence is alive. You know, these herbs are sentient beings. They're sentient intelligences. They are aware. They have their own form of consciousness. Just because they're not, you know, we perceive them to not be on the level that we're at, doesn't mean that they're not intelligent. And when you interact with these plants on that level, when you start to get the spirit, you start to introduce the spiritual aspect into it, then, you know, you can see some very significant shifts in the results that you're getting from the supplements that you're taking for whatever health goal that you're taking it for, be it physical or mental or now spiritual.
Very beautifully put. Thank you. Just tell us why 432 specifically. What's special about 432?
Yeah, so the 432 hertz is a it's a sacred number. It's a processional number. That term might not mean much to anyone. Essentially, you know, as Pythagoras knew, and as all of the ancient adepts of, you know, the Vedic valleys to Arabia to Greece, the Romans, and go far back into prehistory, which again is another rabbit hole. They understood the importance of number, of resonance, of vibration. And 432 is the harmonic resonance of the universe. So the Om chants that people are very familiar with within Buddhist traditions, the Om chant is actually the resonance of 432 hertz. So this is I have a base charge on all of the products of 432 hertz, as this is just a good all-round resonance that will just bring you back into dynamic balance and bring you back into harmony with the living systems that you're operating with on a day-to-day basis.
Brilliant. Chris, thank you so much. You've spoken so articulately on things that are sometimes hard to articulate. So I hope that our listeners have found that intriguing and motivated to explore some of your range. And yeah, look forward to doing the same myself.
I appreciate you having me on, Kate. And of course, if anyone that's listening wants to have, you know, wants any more information that they can't find on your website or mine, they're more than welcome to contact me directly. And I'll be more than happy to, you know, walk them through step by step on any product that, you know, they may be being drawn to intuitively, but just need a few answers just to finalize their decision.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Chris.
You're welcome, Kate. Cheers, guys.
Thank you for listening. You can check out the products we've been talking about by visiting Raw Living, rawliving.eu. If you haven't got an account already, sign up for an account, you get £5 off your first order. And you can also hear more of my interviews over on capemagic.com. Please subscribe and rate the podcast. It really helps. And yeah, thank you. See you next time.